Welcome in, everybody. We're diving into website layout styles today. I hear you're really wanting to understand like all the different ways to arrange content on a website. We've got a pretty cool overview, I think, from Chris Bradley over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And I think you're going to get a lot out of this, even if you're not planning on building a website, just because we interact with websites every single day. It's kind of a big deal. You know, asymmetrical layouts sound kind of chaotic, but they're actually super balanced. We'll get to that. And full screen designs, like they're awesome for storytelling.
Yeah, websites are one of those things we kind of just take for granted, don't we? A lot of thought goes into them, though.
So much thought.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with something everybody knows.
Right.
Grids. Like, yeah. Think about newspapers, picture galleries, even your social media feed. They all use grids. Chris Bradley, in this article that we're looking at, really emphasizes how this familiar style gives you that clean, organized look. Why do you think this is such a popular style?
Well, I think it kind of taps into the way our brains just naturally want order and predictability. You know, there's research that actually says that our brains process information more efficiently when it's all structured, like when it's in a grid.
Right.
It reduces cognitive load, makes it easier for us to find what we're looking for. Like, think about a website with a ton of products on it. A grid can make it so much easier to just look through it all and compare.
So it's not just that it looks good. It's actually about function.
Exactly. And Bradley also mentions how grids are super flexible. You know, they offer that visual consistency across a website, and they're really great for responsive design too.
Oh yeah, responsive design. That seems like a pretty big deal, especially now that everything's on their phones all the time. Can you talk a little bit more about how that works with grids?
Yeah, so, you know, grids are made of rows and columns, right? Well, with stuff like CSS media queries, designers can actually tell those rows and columns like how to behave on different screen sizes. So like on your desktop, you might have three columns side by side, but then on your phone, it'll all stack up neatly on top of each other. That way the website still looks good and it works well on any device, which is super important.
It's kind of like those building blocks you played with as a kid. Like, you can rearrange them to fit any space, you know, makes sense. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. What about those websites that feel a little less predictable, a little more edgy? Chris Bradley talks about these asymmetrical layouts. He describes them as breaking free from that rigid grid structure. What's the appeal there?
Well, you know how grids are all about structure. Asymmetrical layouts prioritize visual hierarchy and creative expression. So instead of everything being lined up all neat, you'll see different sizes, shapes, positions. It's about creating something more dynamic, you know.
So it's asymmetrical, but it's still balanced, right?
Bradley really makes a point to say it's not just randomly throwing things around on the page. He talks about using things like color and white space and content placement to make it feel visually balanced.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a seesaw. You can have different weights on each side,
but
you got to position them just right to keep it balanced. In web design, you're basically playing with the visual weight of different elements, like images and text blocks and even just blank space. It's all about creating a composition that feels dynamic but also harmonious.
That's a great analogy. I'm also thinking about like movie posters. They use asymmetry all the time to draw you in, make you want to know more.
Right. It's like they're saying, hey, look at this. Asymmetry can be super powerful for getting people to focus on specific information. It adds visual intrigue.
Okay, this is where it gets really exciting for me. Full screen layouts. These just feel so immersive, like the website's taking over everything. Bradley describes this as a way to eliminate distractions. Just let the content shine. It's really cool how full screen layouts can like enhance storytelling, you know? Like, imagine a website that's all about photography or a brand with a really strong visual identity. When you get rid of all the clutter and just fill the screen with these amazing images, it creates this really captivating experience.
Bradley also mentioned that full screen designs are actually often really mobile friendly, which seems kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it? You'd think a full screen design on a tiny phone screen would be overwhelming.
It's all about clever design. You know, like those websites where it tells a story as you scroll? Each section takes up the whole screen with bold visuals or text. That approach can be super effective on mobile because it breaks the content into smaller pieces. Plus, minimalist designs tend to load really quickly on mobile.
So it's kind of like each screen becomes a chapter in the website's story. I like that. Wow, we've covered a lot, from grids to asymmetrical layouts to full screen. Who knew there was so much to think about just in how a website is laid out?
It shows you how web design is about way more than just making things look pretty. It's about how people use the web and creating designs that make that experience good and effective.
It's amazing how much we use websites for like everything, you know.
Yeah.
Shopping, information, entertainment. You know, I'm kind of curious about this Chris Bradley guy. He seems to know what he's talking about. He co-founded this digital marketing company called Double Dome, and his bio says he's kept them profitable for 24 years. Clearly knows how to build a successful website.
Yeah, 24 years is a long time. I mean, that shows he really understands how to connect with people online, get results. There's a lot we can learn from that, I think.
You know, something else I found interesting in his bio, he's really into car shows and racing. Kind of cool to see that someone who works in the digital world is still passionate about the real world.
Yeah, it's all about balance, isn't it? We've been talking about balance and design, but it's important in life too.
Totally. So Bradley's written a bunch of other articles too. One that caught my eye was about lead generation. It's called What is Lead Generation and Why Does It Matter?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Lead generation is basically how you attract potential customers, get them interested in what you're offering. It's a huge part of digital marketing, and website design plays a big role in that.
So it's like the website's acting as a salesperson, guiding people toward doing something specific, like signing up for an email list or buying something.
Exactly. And that's where understanding layout styles is so important. Different layouts work better for different lead generation strategies. Like a grid layout might be perfect if you're selling a bunch of different products. People can easily see what you have and compare. But if you just have one main product you're trying to sell, maybe an asymmetrical layout would be better to really highlight that one thing.
And I bet a full screen layout could be amazing for a landing page. You know, those pages that are designed to get people to sign up for something?
Totally. You can use those bold visuals and text to really grab their attention.
Another article by Bradley talks about mobile commerce, you know, making sure online shops work well on phones.
Oh, yeah. That's crucial these days. Everyone's buying stuff on their phones.
Yeah. So it's not enough to just make sure the website looks okay on a phone. It has to be easy to use.
Yeah.
You know, the navigation has to make sense. The text has to be readable.
Right. If it's frustrating to use, people will just go somewhere else. So responsive design is key. Got to make sure the website adapts to different screen sizes.
Any other tips for making a mobile-friendly website?
Keep the design clean and simple. You don't want to overwhelm people with too much stuff on a small screen. Use big buttons that are easy to tap. Make sure the text is easy to read. And pay attention to how long it takes the page to load. Nobody wants to wait forever, especially on their phone.
Great advice. You know, Bradley also talks a lot about customer relationship management, or CRM. He says it's really important for building long-term relationships with customers, not just making a one-time sale.
It's a shift in mindset, isn't it? It's not just about transactions. It's about building connections that last.
Exactly.
A good CRM system can help you keep track of all your interactions with customers. You know, personalize their experience, build that loyalty.
It's the difference between just selling someone something and actually building a relationship with them.
Yeah, and those relationships are valuable for both the customer and the business.
This deep dive with Chris Bradley has been really interesting. We talked about so much more than just layout styles. It's fascinating how it all ties together.
It really shows how connected everything is online. And these principles apply to everyone, not just big companies. Anyone who wants to create an online presence, like if you have a blog or a portfolio or even just want to share your thoughts online.
Wow, we've talked about a lot, haven't we? From like the nitty-gritty of grids and asymmetry to the bigger picture stuff like user experience and lead generation. It's amazing how it all works together to create a good online experience.
Yeah, and it all goes back to that idea of intentionality, you know? Being deliberate about your choices. Even if you're not a web designer, understanding how layout styles work can make you a better web user.
It's like you're saying, we can all be more aware of the design choices that are being made and how they influence us.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about asymmetry creating a sense of movement and full screen layouts drawing you in? These aren't new ideas, you know? Artists have been using these techniques forever. It's just cool to see how they're being used online.
Yeah, it's like the web is becoming this whole new canvas for creativity. And who knows what the future holds? I mean, what if we're all browsing the web in VR headsets someday?
Imagine that you could be surrounded by these incredible 3D visuals.
Or what if we're using voice commands or gestures to interact with websites?
The possibilities are endless.
I could already picture myself like walking through a virtual art gallery, and each piece of art is in a full screen layout. It'd be amazing.
It would. But even with all that new technology, I think the fundamentals of good design will always be important.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, things like clarity and accessibility and user-friendliness, those things will always matter no matter how the technology changes.
That makes sense. So much to think about. You know, I used to think of website layouts as purely technical, but now I see them as so much more than that. It's like they're tools for telling stories and connecting with people.
And that's what's so exciting about it, isn't it?
So to wrap things up, next time you're on a website, really look at the layout. See how the different elements are arranged. Think about how the colors and the images work together. You might be surprised by what you notice.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to have an opinion about it. Like, if you think something works well or doesn't work well, by being more aware of these things, we can all help make the web a better place.
That's a great point. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into website layout styles. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and stay curious.